do you speak it?
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
All right, we start with Chris's question of the day. Here's my question for you guys.
Okay.
All right, you're at a fancy dinner party. Okay?
Okay.
I know none of us would be at that this
time.
Well,
from time to time.
But even like a giant gala type of
okay.
event. Okay. Everyone's eaten. Everyone's had a chance to have their desserts. You go up to the dessert table.
Uh-huh.
And your most favorite dessert of all time, whatever you want to make it. All right. That doesn't matter. Just okay. Your most favorite dessert is there. How many pieces could you put in your pocket before you felt self-conscious?
One.
Just one?
Yeah. Why do I put them in my pocket? Why don't I just have
you're
a plate?
Up, you're up from the table. There's no plates.
Was there like a napkin or something?
We still have to put them somewhere. I'm saying how many can you take and store in your pockets? Wrapped in napkins is fine if you must. My God.
Well, if I'm at a fancy place, I'm wearing nice clothes. I'm going to put food in my pockets.
How many pieces?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
So you'd have one in your hand, one in your pocket?
Hey. Well, and I would feel self-conscious about it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Immediately you'd be feeling, why? Well, why?
Yeah, Because why would I have to put it in my pocket?
Because there's nowhere else to put it.
Because it's your favorite dessert, and you want to make sure you have more of it.
Because there's tons of it. You're not being selfish.
Why are there no plates, though?
It's odd there's no plates at this fancy
thing. It's really
thing.
Weird. This is a weird question.
It is a weird question. But my
when
favorite...
When is my question not weird?
My favorite dessert of all time would be very tough to have more than one in my pocket.
What is it?
I would do one. A butter tart.
A butter tart, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't risk stacking butter tarts in your pocket.
You could put one in each, though.
I guess
Yeah,
so.
That's fair.
You wrap them in a napkin.
I would not want people to see me do that.
See, I don't think I could put my absolute favorite dessert in my pocket.
Ice cream?
No, it's not ice cream. Oh. It's close. It's Jell-O.
Oh.
I love Jell-O at like a buffet, but I can't.
Seriously?
Jell-O's
your top
like
dessert?
The half-cooked or half the, like less water than you should make Jell-O, so it's nice and firm and jiggly.
Yeah.
It's fun. But I can't wrap it in a napkin because the napkin will stick to it. If I put it in my pocket, all the lint will get stuck to it.
Yeah.
It'll ruin my clothes.
Put it in your pocket.
Right. I would just stand there and eat it, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would probably rather try to sneak something in my pocket than just stand at the buffet and eat.
Why do you have to sneak it, though?
Hey, you don't want to be judged from all the fancies. I'm guessing. Why? Is that why you're putting it in your pocket? Is that why? Is that where this question came from?
You go up, you're like, oh, it's my favorite dessert ever. I don't have to come back over to this table again. I'm going to jam some of this in my pocket. For me, it would be like, it wouldn't be how many, it would be how visible.
Yeah.
Like is it obvious I have pockets full of dessert?
Are you asking this for yourself?
No.
Because it sounds like a Chris question that he asks himself
when
he's standing there.
How many can I put in my pocket before someone noticed?
Now, that might have crossed my mind, but I'm just saying, because I like the little
Nanaimo bars.
Nanaimo bars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can fit a lot of those.
You can put those in your pocket.
Yeah, a bunch of those in your pocket.
Sometimes a bit pocket. Greasy, though.
I have put a few, again, wrapped in a napkin, but I have put a few in my pockets, but it was like one or two.
That's a fairly reasonable pocket snack.
Yeah.
I've shoved hot dogs in my pockets.
I'm sorry? Why?
So many years ago, if you didn't know, we're not supposed to say this. I didn't grow up in Ottawa.
Oh,
I grew up in the GTA.
Oh, you'd be shunned.
So when we were like too young to drive to events and sporting events, you'd get tickets for a Leaf game or whatever, and you take the subway, and there's a crossing between the subway and the then Air Canada Center.
Yeah, okay.
And there was always a guy set up selling hot dogs,
which
were about $8 cheaper.
Okay.
Outside than they were inside. So me and my buddies would buy a bunch of hot dogs and shove them in our pockets
and then go
through the thing.
In buns?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know why. I just pictured...
Oh, you thought just wieners?
I just pictured loose wieners floating around in your pockets.
He's got a pocket for those.
Yeah.
Not very... Oh, it's pretty loose.
It is now.
It is now. All right. So how many of those did you jam in yourself?
Three. Because you wanted one hand in a pocket and then two hot dogs in another for jacket pocket.
That's not the lyric of the song.
Well, that's not three.
Two in one on the other.
Oh, one hand with one and then two with the other?
Yeah. Right.
They turn it. Okay. All right, well. You're judging me from Nanaimo bars.
I'm not.
What are they?
Nanaimo bars. And this guy's...
I don't know if anyone was judging you.
You just judging the question. For the way I said it, even.
Well, you said it incorrectly. It's like you're saying we're from Canada.
Why don't you go jam another hot dog in your pocket, champ?
I would love to.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
And Jamie.
Yes.
You got your joke of the week for us or what?
I do. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as ready as we're going to get, probably, right, yeah. Jason?
So Brian goes and buys a new motorcycle. New to him. Used motorcycle, but he would do to him. And as he's about to drive away, the guy says, everything's fine on it except one thing. It's got a little bit of a leaky seal. It runs fine, but when it's about to rain, rub some Vaseline, just glob it on there. It'll be fine, kind of thing. And he's like, okay, great. Loves the bike. Takes it over to his girlfriend's house where she's waiting for him on the curb because he's going for dinner for the first time. So he shows up on a motorcycle. Gets off. She says to him, okay, before we go in, I have to tell you, my family and I, like, we have this weird thing right now where we don't talk during dinner at all. And whoever speaks first has to do the dishes. And he's like, okay, that's weird, right? That'd be a weird thing if you went over for the first time to your girlfriend's house. Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he goes in, and what does he see? This gross, huge pile of dishes. And no one's saying a word. So he sits down. There's a bit of an appetizer comes out. They put on a show for her, their daughter's boyfriend, first visit. He's like, nobody's talking. I'm going to try something. So he leans over and he lays a big kiss on his girlfriend. And then takes her right on the table in front of her family. Has sex with her. The mother looks appalled. The father's mad. Still, no one says a word. Next course comes out. He says, I'm going to take this one step further. He walks over. He plants a big kiss on the mother. And you know what Brian does? He takes her and has sex with her right on the table in front of everybody. Still, no one says a word. People, you can tell, are visibly upset. Brian sits down. He's like, this is crazy, family. All of a sudden, he hears a clap of thunder outside. He's like, oh, geez. It's going to rain. Better take the Vaseline out and go put it on the bike. So he stands up, pulls the Vaseline out of the pocket. The dad goes, I'll do the dishes.
I'd heard that one before.
Have you? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yep.
The dad thought he was next.
Mm-hmm.
He could have just said no.
He did the dishes.
Yeah, no means no, Jamie.
He could have just said no.
I understand, but he didn't want to. The
was the mom consenting?
Huh?
Was the mom consenting?
She kind of liked it. Yeah, apparently.
I don't like the theme of your joke.
Kind of?
Yeah, like she was like into it. But her husband and daughter were right there, be uncomfortable. But at the same time, she was glad to be seen.
Glad to be seen.
Yes.
I don't like this one.
Anyway. The dad did the dishes.
Yeah.
Why, was it too risque for you?
No. Just, you know, there has to be some plausibility to a joke to make it funny. Sometimes, yeah.
There was no plausibility to that joke.
None of that would have ever happened.
The worst part of the joke for me was that you're putting Vaseline on a motorcycle.
Oh, I see. You're done after that.
Yeah. Doesn't make any dance sense.
Yeah.
Leak, though. Just not fire. Anyways.
It's like water resistant, though.
Thanks,
all right. James. I thought you guys liked that.
Yeah, well, thanks
for being in.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Circle is a shape, it
goes around and around. Spot in the show, each brings something to the table that caught our attention. I can go first, gents, if you want.
Okay.
A study published in the Journal of Science Advances analyzed data from over 1,500 litter surveys conducted by volunteers in 84 countries, all right? So these people picked up over 1.8 million pieces of plastic pollution found in parks, beaches, streets, and other spots. They found that the two biggest contributors were Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Okay.
Coca-Cola Company, which accounted for a whopping 11% of all branded plastic waste.
Wow.
But yeah, you take our straws. And Pepsi came in second at 5%, followed by Nestle and then whatever, a bunch of other folks.
Now, part of that problem is a human problem for not depositing the waste in a proper receptacle and just chucking it. But also, that company or those companies should take some responsibility for trying to clean up the mess that is made from their products, even though
not directly responsible. They are indirectly responsible.
Yes. And it doesn't seem like it's that hard to help solve this problem because only 56 companies produced over half of the waste. There's only 56. If you just reach out to 56 companies and figure out strategies for them to try to make less waste.
Well, almost
that's all it would take.
Like you see the evidence of all this plastic stuff you're talking about. If you look at any sort of beach on remote islands and stuff, I watch a lot of YouTube videos that they're just literally just littered with plastic.
Rio
at the tide line, just crazy.
Yeah,
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah,
like you walk. It's like they're. Crazy. It's nuts.
Like, it's an overwhelming amount. Yeah. Like, you'll see people walking on the beach, and they're like, I would like to clean this up, but I don't have, there aren't enough garbage bags in my town to do this.
Crazy.
It's nuts. You know, a lot of the, whatever. It's just, it was just nice to see a, like you said, Jason, a those who are producing it try and help.
And maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. If they do, they haven't publicized it very well. I don't know about it.
Yeah,
but maybe they should try an initiative to help clean up.
For sure.
It would certainly help them sell more products.
You know? Yeah. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, and here come the pretzels. It's pretzel day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. It doesn't have to be specific to soft pretzels.
No.
I like a nice soft pretzel.
A good one at Mr. Pretzel there at Plastor Orleans.
It's a, like, I like dipping them in cheese sometimes, like a cheese mustard. Sauce. Mustard's okay.
Yeah,
like not a honey mustard.
I like the, they're like pretzel chips.
Uh-huh.
They come in the Parmesan flavor. They come in the, I like the regular, the flat ones.
Yeah, they're good.
They can be a bit pricey, but they are good. I love a good pretzel. Some people, you get the party mix and whatever. Some people hate on the pretzels. No. I think they're a good complimentary. I don't want just pretzels in my party mix. But a good complimentary item.
Background noise for me, man.
Pretzels?
Yeah. If they're there or not, don't care. Like, I'm not mad at pretzels. I don't dislike pretzels, but I also would never get excited about a pretzel.
You don't yearn for a soft pretzel from time to time?
I would get excited for a soft pretzel.
It's just bread with salt.
Yes, it is. It does have a different flavor.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's just bread with salt.
Pretty close. Like I said, I'm not mad at them. I do enjoy them. Yeah, if you brought one, I'd be like, oh, thank you. But like, I'm never going to, when I see one of the
really?
I never get excited ever once.
I like the flat pretzels, like the pretzel chips. Yeah. They're good. Put a piece of cheese on it. I know you don't like raw cheese,
no.
Jamie.
No,
instead of a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good. I'm surprised you don't like those because you love salt.
Oh, I like them. I just don't, whatever.
Get the big bag of pretzel chips from Costco. You'll love it.
That's too many. I don't do snacks.
Snyder's
right
make a good snacks. Pretzel. The buffalo pretzels that
Snyder's
make.
I'm on a weight loss journey. I'm not snacking right now.
You say it's too many like you think I don't know you.
I am currently trying not to eat a giant Costco bag of pretzels.
You don't have to eat the whole thing.
That's true. Eat them.
That's true. Nobody else cares
about pretzels.
No, but not at one time.
There's so much salt and they literally last for years.
Fair enough. So I just have a big old bag of pretzels taking up a space. I'm sure you can find a smaller bag
at the grocery store.
I'm pretty confident that you could eat a handful of pretzels twice a day and still be on your weight loss journey, and you wouldn't have a bag of pretzels for years in your home.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not something I want to waste my calories on because I don't care about it. That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Why can't I be indifferent? You guys hate on everything. I can't just be indifferent about pretzels.
No,
you certainly can.
You got mad at him for wanting to.
I didn't
just
get mad.
I just said
I don't want a giant Costco bag of pretzels. That's all I said.
And then we said you don't eat it all at once.
Yeah, because
you
intimated that you may have no self control and you might eat the entire bag of pretzels in one sitting.
That's the vibe you were giving off.
Is that
off.
Not me?
It's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're on your weight loss journey.
Yeah.
Which. Makes me chuckle every time you say it. Yeah, not that you're on it, but that you use that term.
Yeah. I do anyway. Just to upset folk. Yeah, what else? What do you got?
I have something that you can have that will not affect your weight loss journey. And in fact, may help it. You guys like sparkling water? Like Perrier?
No.
Okay. You?
Yeah.
Okay, do you like poo in it?
Also, no.
Okay. Perrier has had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of its wells in southern France.
Oh.
Now, all the bottles on the shelves right now are quote, poo-free. So, You don't have to worry
it's
about
not Poirier.
Poirier.
Okay.
Poirier.
It's okay.
They've been using that well since 1903.
Yeah.
So it's 2024. Fine. So it's over 100 years. And it happens to wells from time to time. Animals may poop in them.
Some weird French fella.
Yeah, some weird old guy was caught short, and he was just walking through the Perrier property and thought, oh, here's a hole. I'll poop in that.
Yeah.
If Jamie's in town and ate salmon, you don't know. You don't know.
I would hope I'd have a little more respect than to go in someone's well.
You never know. It's an old well. They may not have known.
That's true.
And I would hope to have the self-restraint eating a giant bag of pretzels. Yeah. You would hope not to poo in a well. I mean, 50-50 shot for either of us, really. Let's be honest. All right. Well,
anyway, if you're concerned, there's no poo in the Perrier anymore.
That's good.
It's not one of my go-to beverages.
Poirier fits perfect.
Poirier.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
Little spot in the show. We, twice a morning, play your messages you leave on our answering machine. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do we got?
Well, some things are often clear on the Dougie Line. Some are a bit of a mystery.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen,
That's it.
Didn't call back?
No. Hope you're all right. What do you think he wants to do?
He says love something, right? And then he gets cut off.
Loves the show.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen, that's what a...
Tell us how great we are.
Maybe. What do you think? Someone that enthusiastic? Does he want to share? I don't think he wants to share a recipe.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Knows how much we like food.
That's true.
What do you think happened to him? He was raptured.
Like that show, The Leftovers, where just one third of the population just vanish.
You don't know who it's going to be, right?
Well, it all just happens at once.
Yeah.
Immediately just gone off the face of the earth.
Boom. Gone. One of us might be here, and then...
Well, two of us would still be here. One third, not
two-thirds.
Man, you are a mathematician extraordinaire.
Thinking two-thirds.
Well, I hope he calls back. He seemed pretty happy and positive. I'd like to hear what he had to say.
If that's you, sir, let us know.
Mystery on the Dougie Line.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the trampoline park the other day, and you guys were... Then we talked about breaking backs, landing on bellies.
Right, because you were doing your bellycopters.
Yeah. Someone has called in and saying, why are you calling it a belly helicopter? But I think they're confused. We need to clarify.
Your belly helicopter should be actually called belly flop because I used to do it all the time. It's a great time. Should be called belly flop. Belly flop it is. Not belly helicopter. You don't spin around in circles.
You do.
Yes,
you just flop on your belly.
No.
Belly flop.
Yeah.
I'm on a trampoline. You jump on your belly. You land on your belly. Hey, it's a belly flop. Not a helicopter. You're not flying. Not spinning. How do you get a helicopter when you get a freaking... No sense. Belly flop.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Okay. Bye.
Shut up.
You belly flop into water.
Yes. It's belly helicopter. You land on your belly and you do spin around like a helicopter.
The whole point is he lands and then
spins.
Pushes himself as he bounces back up and spins.
He literally described it.
Like a helicopter.
Yeah.
Or a belly copter.
It's not a belly flop. Belly flop's in water. If it's not water and you don't spin, it's just a face plant.
Yeah.
God. Imagine having a conversation with that guy.
Belly flop.
It's not a belly flop. It's different.
Belly flop. I don't like that name either, though. Just because
belly helicopter.
Well, belly copter.
Belly copter would be better.
Belly copter.
That is. I like that. I do. That's fine. It still reminds me of what happens in our hockey dressing room with our friend Kyle.
Belly copter.
Yeah. That's something else though. Yeah, anymore?
I do.
Okay.
We're talking about distracted driving, the top distracted driving things. And the number one was things outside your vehicle.
Yeah, that you look at with your eyes.
Yeah. This, I can't imagine this is accurate, but he tells a tale.
I used to have a Dodge Journey, and I hated that car. But one thing I hated about it, especially, was the climate control. In a regular car, I mean, you just turn a knob for the how powerful you want the fan and push whatever button for where you want it, you know, either feet, defrost, or coming out the front vent. In the 2012 Dodge Journey that I had, you had to go through a menu in the touchscreen. So you would click menu, and then you would click climate, then you would click temperature, and then tap, 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 either to make the temperature go up or tap, tap, tap to make the temperature go down.
and then you have to go back into the menu and then find which position to put it in. So you could, you know, menu, position, seat, menu, position, defrost. And it's like, I'm tapping like 8 or 9 times on a screen while I'm driving. Like, I'm looking at the screen, trying to figure out what climate I want. And it's like, just put a knob. Put a knob that I can turn and put a button that I can push that says feet or defrost or front vent. It was so ridiculous. I've never been more distracted driving.
Yeah, and that would be, that's wild to think that that's actual things.
Like, a lot of the cars have ridiculous amounts of digital stuff now to get to a simple task.
I had a rental, a Ford. Not too long ago, and it had a similar thing. Not quite as involved as the Dodge Journey he described, but it was like, I was like, why?
No knobs or buttons?
Well, it had some, but they just didn't work for the climate control.
So you had to go into a screen?
A screen, yeah. It was a screen.
Like, that's wild to me.
Like, this is inconvenient. This is not a convenient thing at all.
That's a lot of time not looking at the road.
Yeah.
Like, more than you would even texting it. Because you can look up here and there and get your text.
You're not going to get too many knobs anymore. You can get buttons, though. Like, some of them.
Sure.
Have, mm-hmm. But the knobs, the fans are now buttons.
Buttons, yeah.
But,
no more knobs.
Yeah. You want knobs in your car, you got to buy cheap ones.
Invite us for a ride.
Yeah, the cheaper cars.
You keep setting them up. I'll keep knocking them out of the car.
You got it, bro.
You want knobs in your car.
Yeah.
Just give us a call.
Yeah, yeah.
My home run sound.
Yeah, that was your home run.
No, that was the weakest bat sound ever. I can't do it. Can you guys do a loud knocking noise?
No.
Oh, wow.
Jamie can. I can't.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
Man, you got so many skills.
Yeah.
So many.
Never ending.
When I reach our Dougie line, it's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right. And you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
What? On a Biggs and Barr Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board, where every slot has $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell.
I don't know who's on the phone.
A gentleman caller.
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How's it doing?
I hope I did better than I do better than Eclipse Monday.
Okay.
Monday?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Yeah. Your time will begin after I read the first question.
All right.
Here we go. In 2014, what U.S. city had more plastic surgeons per capita than any other in America?
Salt Lake City.
What Ukrainian nuclear disaster happened on this day in 1986?
Chernobyl.
At what Ottawa intersection would you locate the Canada Post headquarters?
Riverside. I don't know the other one.
What legendary sportscaster passed away yesterday at the age of 90?
Football.
What is harder, remembering to pack a lunch or remembering to empty your lunch bag when you get home?
Empty the lunch bag.
All right. Exactly. Let's go over your answers. Right. What is harder, remembering to pack a lunch or remembering to empty your lunch bag when you get home? You said empty the lunch bag. That is correct.
That is so correct. That's absolutely correct. Yeah.
What legendary sportscaster passed away yesterday at the age of 90? You said Bob Cole. That is correct.
That's true.
At what Ottawa intersection would you locate the Canada Post headquarters? You said Riverside, and I can't remember the other one. That is incorrect. It's Riverside and Heron, or Heron and Riverside.
Heron.
What Ukrainian nuclear disaster happened on this day in 1986? You said Chernobyl. That was correct. And in 2014, what U.S. city had more plastic surgeons per capita than any other in America? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Close.
Ah. Damn it.
Second day in a row, the contestant has been...
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, has been foiled by a street.
Yeah. So close.
Thanks, guys.
We wanted you to have it, my friend. But we hope you have a great weekend regardless, okay?
Take care.
All right,
bud. Ciao. That's a shame.
Ah!
He was so close.
What you doing over there? You popping and locking?
Sorry. Oh, you're dancing.
Sorry,
I see.
Yeah, a little dance break. Doesn't work on radio. But.
No, it doesn't.
You're getting down, though. I've never seen you. Look at him go. Look at him go. I didn't even know you could move those parts of your body. That's impressive.
I'm going to the Russell Health Collective, getting my joints and muscles all worked on.
Oh, okay. If I try to do what you do, I would just crumble into a big bag of skin dust.
What happened to Chris? He tried to pop and lock.
Yeah. What happened? He popped.
And now he's locked.
He's locked on the floor now.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table the others might not. Might not be aware of. Gents, I'll go first.
Okay.
You guys break a lot of bones on the way up, like growing up?
No.
You didn't, eh? Did you break any?
My hands, a couple bones in my hands.
Little bones, yeah. James, nothing?
Nope, never.
I broke my leg and two fingers in my hand.
Yeah.
When you're younger, they heal pretty quick, but there are some researchers who are exploring plasma irradiation as a novel method to accelerate bone healing and reduce recovery time.
Well, that's good.
So they're trying it on rats, obviously, as they do everything first.
Yeah.
But they, poor rats, they got to break their bones first to try it, which is awful.
Terrible.
It's awful. But there's a, 24 rats had normal fractures, pretty quick to heal. And then another group of 20 rats had non-union fractures, which are apparently slow to heal. I don't know what that means, but regardless.
So they did this. Well, the union doesn't take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't get their...
Those union fees, right?
Yeah.
You didn't pay into the union, rat. You get nothing.
You get your legs broken if you don't pay the union in some places.
Yeah, that's the reason. Just kept breaking them.
But anyway, so they did this, the irradiation treatment on the harder to heal, and they healed just as quick as the regular one. So they're thinking maybe, obviously keep testing this, but you know, some people that have conditions where they break a lot of bones or some other things like that, this might be a way to help reduce healing or heal time.
Science,
like
that.
Yeah, crazy. Like they can just heal our bones now. Like just zap us and our bones are fixed.
Crazy. Some milk.
Yeah, you used to have to drink
so much
liters and liters of milk to fix your bones.
Yeah. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, it's actually kind of scientific, too.
Oh, wow.
So in 2015, a group of scientists from the University of California, Caltech, technology one, they found a clumping in the space around Neptune.
Mm. And
they
were clumping?
A clumping of objects.
Well, and so, like, find clumping near Uranus.
No, not near Uranus.
Wrong planet.
You've been waiting for that.
Wrong planet.
So, and remember, when these people are looking at these things, it's not like the CGI pictures of the solar system that we see.
No.
It's just a 2D thermal image, and they have to figure out what's going on. So then they said something's up. Yeah, some sort of clumping way out there, the edge of the solar system near Neptune.
So
then now, though, just this week, they think that it's a planet. They called it Planet 9 because something is. They thought it was a gravitational pull from Neptune.
Okay.
And now they've just figured out it's another planet out there.
And they call it Planet 9.
Planet 9.
They didn't give it a fun name.
Wait. So Pluto. Yeah. So Pluto's not a planet anymore.
No. Is it an exoplanet or is it a planet?
Bunch of gas or something.
No. It's thing.
It's frozen.
Oh, okay. They just don't think it's planetary.
Yeah. Not. It's too. Yeah.
All right.
So now is this one replacing Pluto?
I don't think so.
It's
just new evidence for Planet 9. That's it.
All right.
It's just pretty wild that, like,
so many science teachers are ripping out pages in there again.
Oh, yeah.
How many times are they going to change the planets on them? Just leave it. No one's ever going to know the difference. Are you going to go out there and check? Like, okay.
Like, you're, what's it called when you go back and graduate? Not graduation, commencement. And did they say where people are going, like in their next or where they are? Like
sometimes,
in their next thing after high school.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So funny to hear, like, they're like, oh, Jamie, Seneca College Radio. And then so some people in my class would be going, like, Princeton for aerospace engineering or looking at planets. You know what I mean? And I'm like, boy, we are going on different paths. Let me tell you.
The world needs variety.
100%.
Otherwise, it'd be a very boring place.
Yes,
it does.
Much like Planet 9.
Yes. Jason, what do you got?
Do you think you would be annoyed by this noise if it happened all day?
Yeah.
That's someone's doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a person ringing it. It's a woodpecker. Happened in Montana.
Okay.
And if you've ever had a woodpecker around your house, you know they're pretty tough to get rid of. They don't leave until they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a shine to this person's doorbell.
She started just going kept to town on it.
Ringing it.
Yeah.
Ringing it. Like, if that happened at my house,
that is amazing.
The chaos that would ensue with my dogs and that woodpecker would be, I would have to move, I think.
That is.
Or kill the woodpecker.
I'm super familiar with that noise because that's me at every one of my friends' houses who didn't have parents, like who like lived on their own. The second they were single and you'd show up to pick them up.
Right.
The first time you pick up your buddies at their own place. Exactly.
Yeah.
As soon as you can be a total jerk with other parents yelling at you, that's every guy listening.
Different
voice.
Kind of pecker you were.
Yes, I was. We got instant answer question time coming up. Kids.
Any question you like, it's 762-555. We'd love to answer it.
We would do so every Friday now. All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Friday, so we're going to answer some questions. So, Jamie, you may fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Hey, are we allowed to win from Quebec, or was that a one-day thing? No, you're allowed.
Yep.
No,
yeah. It's the new rule. Your province changed its rules. So now you can participate in all our contests. We took credit for it, but, you know. It was all behind the scenes work.
Yeah, we worked very hard for it.
Very hard. Do you guys wash new clothes before you wear them? No, I don't. My wife does. But I don't.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll get, I like to buy cheap clothes because I'm very frugal. And you'll get it and they've like come from China or something on a boat. And it smells like the boat.
And
I will wash
cardboard,
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will wash those ones.
Never had a boat smelling shirt.
No.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean.
But also, sometimes a shirt never fits you as good as it does the first time you put it on without washing it, right?
True.
Yeah.
So many, especially like I'm just trying to find a good fitting t-shirt. It's so hard to find a good fitting t-shirt. And then you find one and it fits great.
Oh, yeah.
You wash it once, it's done every time. Like, yeah, you still wear it, but you're just like, mom, this fits so well before.
Yeah. What's the most you would pay for sunglasses? Well, I pay a lot because mine are not a lot.
Prescription. The most I've ever paid, I think, was like $130 for a pair of sunglasses, and I lost them. It was a long time ago. And since then, the most I've paid is $25. That's what I'll pay.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I bought a decently expensive pair, and the same thing, lost them.
So. The ones I like the best, they don't look the best, but the ones I like the best, like for driving, I get a Princess Auto. They're $4.99, and they're fantastic.
Really?
And I don't care if I lose them. I just go get more.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
At that price.
And you won't, though. But you won't lose them because they're $4.99. You'll have them for eternity.
Yeah.
This is how that works. We get this question all the time. Why is your show not called the Biggs, Barr, and Jamie Show?
Well, it is kind of.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show with Jamie. The reason is, we'll give you the straight-up honest answer. And hopefully everyone's paying attention so we never have to answer
your
question
friends.
Again. When we started this show, myself and Jason were known in radio. Jamie was not. Also, Jamie was hired as a producer for the show. Now, he's obviously grown in his role, and he's become a major part of the show. But when you start branding something, you continue to brand it. It's how it goes. And plus, he hasn't earned it yet. So,
yeah, that's the main reason.
Really? Sure. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, look at me.
Just
so
like
they can't. They can't. They're
on
the radio.
We just can't possibly do that and give him the satisfaction. What did you buy with your first paycheck?
I don't know if I
ever.
Nothing, probably. I mean, it wasn't probably a lot. It was
a toy or candy. I don't know.
Probably.
It was a paper boy. That was my first paycheck.
Slushy.
Yeah.
I didn't do papers. I'm trying to think the first time I got paid to do something. Probably umpiring, like really young. Yeah, because you umpire like the tiny kids.
What'd you buy then? Weed.
No.
Maybe?
No. I don't know. I can't. It was cash. It was cash.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a hot dog.
Sell it to the parents.
Yeah, probably a hot dog or something.
Oh, I love a nice hot dog.
Yeah.
What's more dangerous, Formula One or NASCAR? I think they equally have their risks. They're high-moving, high-speed vehicles.
Yeah, I think they're both...
they're both pretty risky. Mm-hmm. I would love to drive both of them.
They're a lot safer now than probably a decade ago. They keep adding stuff to make them safer.
I gave that NASCAR show on Netflix a watch. Mm-hmm. Pretty solid. It gets you like in... Makes you like... Those shows make you like things you never thought you'd like sometimes.
Like I like watching baseball movies and stuff like that. I don't like baseball at all.
But, they're quick.
Have any of you actually tried a weight loss program? No. I did one for a radio thing years ago before we were a show, like when I was just a solo guy. And what was the name?
LA Fitness.
Was it LA Fitness?
No, it was LA Weight Loss.
LA Weight Loss.
Why do I remember
that? That's crazy that you remember that.
Well, we worked together then. I was working in the basement of that radio station.
It worked, though. I dropped a ton of weight. Did. I did drop a ton of weight. But yeah, it was paid to do it.
Yeah.
which makes it easier. Yeah,
it really does. You want us to get us to do something well, pay us for it.
Yeah.
Well, except this show.
Yeah.
Our boss is like, I pay them to do it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Adam's like, I'm getting a raw deal here.
Yeah.
That's it for this edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Biggs and Barr Show.
We have an unbelievable prize giveaway. We have $100, first of all, for Lotto Max, which is worth $26 million. And we have $500 for Shoppers Drug Mart. The big value event is on now at Shoppers Drug Mart. Big savings throughout the store and incredible PC Optimum offers. So $500 for Shoppers and $100 in Lotto. That's what's on the line.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. For our newest contest called Beef Slogan Off.
Beef, slogan off.
Now, we have changed this contest from us giving you slogans of famous things and you telling us what they are, because no one got any of them.
No.
Got milk. Tough. Didn't even get got milk.
No.
Yeah. That was really confusing.
That was a good indication that we should change the contest.
Yeah, but we like the name so much. So now what we're going to do is we're going to give you three things, like our example whatever was chair, and you have to give us a slogan for chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we judge them. Each contestant that gets three, whoever we like the best wins. All right.
So we have Mark and Scott on the phone.
Mark called first, so we'll start with Mark. Mark, do you understand what you're doing?
So I'm going to pick three of them.
You're not going to pick anything, Mark. We're going to tell you a product,
or an item,
generic item, and you have to give us a slogan for it.
Just one slogan, okay?
Yeah,
but three though. Like three,
one each.
Three items.
Three times.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And you have 10 seconds. Your first item is cheese.
Food is great. Try cheese.
Food is great. Try cheese.
Not bad, actually.
Two out of three.
Yeah,
maybe?
Two out of three. Not a perfect one. Okay. It wasn't like, but not bad.
Food is great.
Yeah. How are you giving him? Okay.
That's first day, right?
First day.
We don't have to be cutthroat.
But Mark, you're keeping track of the points, Jason?
Yeah, I'm keeping track of the points.
Mark, your second item, air.
Second item is what?
Air.
Finding peace of mind, forever true.
Create.
Okay, that's a zero on that one.
Really?
That's nothing to do with it.
But like, imagine someone was advertising air.
Peace of mind?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's a zero.
Zero?
Okay. I would say zero on that.
No, I thought that was a little harsh.
All right. Next one.
Your third item that we need a slogan for. Ducks.
Did you say ducks?
Yeah, ducks. Like the birds.
Okay. Oh. It's your time. Don't be a fool. Ducks forever.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, he did say ducks.
He did say ducks.
So he has to get one point. So he's got three.
It's your time. What? was it?
I don't know.
It's your time.
Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool. Ducks forever.
All right. So Mark's got three. Okay, I'm going to put Mark on hold.
All right.
Okay,
so
put
you got
Mark
three
on
out
hold.
Of nine.
So now we got Scott.
All right. Great Scott.
Hey, oh, you gave him a slogan.
There you go.
You. All right, Scott, are you ready?
Good morning. I am ready.
Okay. Your first product that we need a slogan for is apples.
Apple.
Yeah.
One great bite. Macintosh is the best.
I don't know.
I don't know
it's
about
a one,
that.
It's a one.
Yeah, apples.
First of all, Macintosh is the worst.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's very you're eliminating all the other apples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your slogan is supposed to be for all apples.
All apples. Is that a zero? Is it a one?
He said one great.
Nah, I don't think so. That's a zero.
That's a zero. Hey.
I'm calling zero on that one.
Wow.
All right. Come on, man. You ready for your second one?
I'm ready.
Water.
Water, what keeps you alive?
Accurate.
That's fair.
I mean, there's no panache.
No,
but it is a fact.
Yeah. It is a fact.
Without water, you will die.
Yes, you will.
Does he get three for that?
No, I give him a two. You got to have some panache.
Okay,
it's got to be a good slogan.
All right, fair enough.
What's better than water? It'll keep you alive. Who wouldn't buy that?
It's pretty negative. I don't know.
It's like tough. It's factual, but
all right. I'm fine with giving him a two.
I agree with Chris with two.
Thank you.
All right, last one.
Your final one. What's the score, by the way?
It's 3-2 now for Mark.
All right.
So Scott's last chance to win.
So much pressure.
Yeah.
Scott, your final item that we need a slogan for in Beef Sloganoff is hamsters.
Hamsters, everybody's favorite pet.
I don't mind it either.
It's a lie. That's a clear lie, though. It's not everybody's favorite pet.
Well, yeah, but
advertising lies all the time.
Not going to say, hey, PC Cola, not as good as real Coke.
When we started
you
got to
call it the best if you want to sell the item.
Exactly.
Wow.
When we started here, we said we're probably the best show in the world. That's not true.
That's true.
We said probably.
I know. That's why we said probably. So Scott wins.
At least a two.
All right.
Yeah,
congratulations, Scott.
Yeah, 4-3. So.
Woo!
Good job, Scott.
Any big marketing firms paying attention, Scott is your guy.
Yeah.
Scott is your guy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you wanted to go first?
Yeah. We lost a legend yesterday and hadn't heard from him for a while. Bob Cole.
Yeah.
Legendary sportscaster. The soundtrack to many... many Canadians and hockey fans Saturday night on Hockey Night in Canada. The one thing I will say, because a lot of people love to hate on Bob for whatever reason, he went a little longer than he probably should have. That's the only thing that I would ever say. That probably wasn't his fault. He was probably being asked to do it. But I think he was the best to ever do it. I got a little emotional yesterday, to be honest. Never met the man. But so many... I love... hockey so much. I could barely stand it. How much I love you guys.
You do love
I
hockey.
Love it.
You
love
hockey,
so freaking much. And so many of my favorite things that have ever happened in my life involve the sport. And his voice was matched to it. So as I was watching these things, it brought back like Wendell Clark scoring a hat trick in Los Angeles to tie the game, to force overtime before Gretzky heist to Gilmore and then didn't get a penalty, then tied it up, and then played the best game of his life the next game. Like, you know what I mean? Those things. And so,
there's
obviously, like, super memorable calls, like the Joe Gio Sakak, like, things that will go on forever. But I loved the way he would just, like, sang a game. Like, when the game, he would make a big game feel bigger, or if a game wasn't even big, he was able to make it seem bigger with his excitement. The way... And that's what all the other sportscasters try to do.
Yeah.
Is that they try to know when to get excited. Some guys are excited all the time, you know? And he used to give Harry Neal the old Heisman, they call him. When Harry would jump in, he would tell him to shush.
Huh.
And people used to chirp him for that. But now you listen, the analysts are talking half the game.
Yeah.
The play-by-play can barely get a word in. And then the play-by-play guys now try to be analysts and analyze the game. Just call the game. But anyway, he was the absolute best. I wouldn't like hockey as much if it wasn't for him.
Really?
I would say that.
Yeah, wow.
And for better or worse, I wouldn't be doing this job if it wasn't for him, because I wanted to be him. That's why I got into radio.
Oh.
Because I wanted to be Bob Cole.
But you ended
sports,
up here.
Well, yeah, but didn't go down the sports path once I got into school and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You were just too funny.
To be him.
You were too funny.
I was too hilarious
to be in sports.
Too hilarious to be in sports. They're like, that guy, too funny to be in sports. Get him out of there. But the best.
He's TG top. He's the best all
he's
time
the best
for you.
That'll ever, ever do it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ever.
That's come on. You can't say things like that. There's always the next generation that comes in and does.
There are some good ones. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Well,
rip to him.
Yeah. No, a big impact on you, obviously, and a lot of folks. So, Jason doesn't like any of them. So he doesn't like
And I'm not going to speak ill of the dead. And,
no, of course
you know, so,
no,
you know, you have at it, Jamie.
Yeah,
glad you liked him.
Yeah, it's nice. All right, Jason, what do you want to bring to the table
here? You guys hear Justin Trudeau get all pissy yesterday?
You know what? I did, actually. And
I didn't mind it.
Of course not. That was his version of pissy.
Yeah,
that robot doesn't have actual emotions.
No, it sounds like he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to be clear, no one's willing to answer the question specifically. How many jobs are being created, and what is the cost for the government deal?
If you're not going to listen to the answer by saying 1,000 jobs created, then there's nothing we can do for you.
Backed away on that.
He told him.
That was as pissy as I've heard him get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about the Honda battery plant.
Right.
And it's creating 1,000 jobs.
It's amazing, though, when a reporter will hold not just him, but in this case,
anybody,
Justin, to something when they actually have answered the question.
Yeah.
How arrogant and pissy he is.
Oh, yeah.
When
he doesn't for
99%
hours.
Of the other time, they don't answer the questions.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like,
that,
I don't know.
That may have been the first time I've actually heard him answer a question, to be honest.
He'd already answered it, so he's really upset that he's like, look, I actually answered this one, jackass. Like, don't. But
Yeah. The one time I answer, you don't even listen.
You're gonna call me on it?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm going to use Vassy as an example, right? She's the.
Vassy Capellos?
Yeah, she's the CTV News political host in Ottawa here. She
took over for Evan Solomon.
I really like her. She's great at her job. But I've seen her sit in a chair next to a politician and ask him. 3 or 4 times. You didn't answer the question. Please, can you answer this question? And she'll state it again. And they don't. And she has a restraint. Like I would put that guy in a leg lock, like around his neck and say, you're not kidding out of this leg lock until you answer that question. I don't know how she does it. It is infuriating when they refuse to give an answer. Like it's maddening. Like, I don't know how we allow that.
That speaks to the lack of talent on politicians, because they should be able to do that and no one and everyone think they're answering the question. You know what I mean? Like, the old school guys, they could do that. Everyone go, oh, thanks.
You still knew they were BSing.
Sure.
That's good for her.
Yeah, no, all of them. All the reporters that could deal with those and not. But, yeah, Justin got all.
If you're not going to listen to the answer by saying 1,000 jobs created, then there's nothing we can do for you.
And he only half smirked.
Do you guys hear the baseball fan interview after he got hit by a home run?
Oh, yeah, the guy that took the ball in the head?
Yeah. This is amazing.
It was his own fault. Yeah. He tried to catch it.
What?
He missed. Yeah.
We're going to end this circle time.
He had a glove and everything.
Yeah.
But
great.
He just missed.
He's a beaut, though. Here, listen.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball. Yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my bobo.
No, none of these people are. They're LSU baseball folks. But
no idea what those people are.
But he's almost a character from like a Will Ferrell movie. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
He's been going to games for years with his glove, waiting.
Oh, yeah.
One finally comes to him. He misses it. It hits him in the head.
Panic.
And bounces way off into the distance, but he got a ball anyways. But it's a great soundbite, so thanks for that.
Goose egg.
We got some tuggies coming up.
It's Ottawa's answering machine.
The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada.
Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
216-3849 or 216-Dougie. You call us, you leave a message on any topic, any subject you want. We will we'll play them for the city and the world. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, I think we're going to play a little one here about something that we might underappreciate. Grass.
Hey, guys. I was thinking, after that guy was talking about the trees, I was thinking about grass, and it is a very resilient plant. I mean, there's all sorts of grass, and you don't really have to do anything, and it just grows. And, I mean, you bring a bad winter, and I guarantee you, in the spring, that grass is going to grow. I mean, think about it.
I will.
I'm not sure that guy should be driving. He may have had some grass himself.
Yeah.
It is resilient.
Yeah, it's not invincible. My backyard's losing.
It loses to dog pee quite a bit.
It's the dog pee it's not winning in my backyard. That's for sure. Other things are winning.
Like the raccoons,
clover, and dandelions.
Oh, yeah. The creeping Charlie.
Yeah, they're winning.
It's a weird name for a plant.
I'm not concerned with it. As long as it's green, it's fine.
Creeping Charlie.
Creeping Charlie. Oh, you got some creeping Charlie in your house. What?
Yeah.
Oh. Ground.
It's better than Creeper Charlie.
Yeah, Creeper Charlie.
That's a different guy.
What are you guys more impressed with? A perfectly manicured lawn or a really nice garden?
Garden.
Because of the time and the effort? Okay. Because grass, you got to work at it. But
yeah, you do, but it's pretty basic knowledge. And like the people that have the nicest lawns are always just retired folk because they have the time, right? They have the time to invest in it and take care of it.
Or
psychopaths. But a nice garden, like that's an art. Like to really, you have to have the knowledge.
You have to have the plan, and
like a really well manicured. I'm not a fan of the wild gardens.
The English gardens, is that what those were called?
No, it just looks like you lob seeds into the bush and whatever happened. Like I like the very clean
where you can see dirt.
Yeah, and it's just nice tight. That's work. And artmanship.
Like that to me isn't the
garden. Is artmanship a thing? No,
that's an English garden.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, I like it. It's
like you're walking through the forest, which is nice, but it's not, don't act like it takes down.
Depends where you live too, right? Yeah.
Sure.
If you live in like a neighborhood where you're like house side by side by side.
You want it to all
look nice.
Yeah.
So. You don't want some guy with like an English garden on his front yard or some fella growing his tomato plants out there, even though we probably all should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the people that just pull out all the grass and just put all stone on their front in a suburban house. It just looks so...
Eventually, those people may pay more for their water disposal.
It doesn't
go back into the earth.
Even though it runs down to the street in the sewer. Rain tax.
Yeah.
Rain tax.
All right. Think about it.
Yeah. You got to save that clip.
Yeah.
What else you got,
No, that's it.
All right. Just gardens and grass.
Garden and grass.
Nice spring. Positive way to head into the sunshine here.
Exactly.
All right. Let's close it. Fram Laporte.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
That's it for us today. We thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a great weekend. A couple things to remind you of. 9 o'clock, another name for our payroll. So if you want to get paid to listen to this radio station, Amy's coming up with that. Our podcast goes on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere else. Biggs and Barr Show, 5 days a week. We upload that. Give us a listen, please. Monday, World Tour returns.
Big one.
Massive one. One of the massive, biggest bands in the world, taking one of the most famous concert venues of all time.
Powerful.
Yeah. It's going to be a big deal on Monday for that. Anything else, Chance?
And the weather's going to be nice, right?
Yeah, nice weather.
Pretty good.
It should be decent. Finally warming up a little.
See if the Leafs, on Monday when we come back, if they're on the brink of elimination or not.
Make some people very happy.
William Nylander took some Tylenol, dealt with his migraine. That's all you need to do to deal with migraines, right, Jason?
Of course,
Just Tylenol.
A couple Tylenol.
Just think about it a little bit. It'll go away.
Stop being a wuss.
Believe that you don't
have
a headache.
Just have some water.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a head boo-boo? People with migraines are... I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, I get migraines from
zero.
Time.
Yeah, zero.
It's awful.
Zero seriousness.
Just want to sit in a room with a magic heated bag on your head in the dark.
Whose bag's on your head?
Magic's bag.
Oh,
Magic's bag?
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah.
Anyways, have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine.
Saran wrap or something.
Jeez. Stay for all that.
Yeah.
And watch Playing with Bags in the Dark.
Yes.
See you Monday. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.